Welcome back, producers. In this lesson, we're cleaning up an Amen-style Reese patch for that Sunrise set emotion in Ableton Live 12. So think less absolute destroyer and more deep, alive, wide enough to feel beautiful, but controlled enough to let the drums, pads, and melody breathe. That difference matters a lot in drum and bass. A live beginner bass sounds are either too huge, too bright, or too muddy right out of the gate. And in a Sunrise track, that can kill the vibe really fast. You want the bass to feel emotional and moving, but not like it's chewing up the whole arrangement. We're going to stay inside Ableton using stock devices, and we'll build this in a practical way. The goal is not to make the most aggressive bass possible. The goal is to make a bassline that feels audible, musical, and supportive. That means a clean sub, a controlled Reese mid layer, tighter stereo, less mud, and just enough saturation to make it feel warm and finished. Let's start with the source sound. Open a new MIDI track and load Waveitable. For a beginner-friendly Reese, keep it simple. Use saw-based waveforms. A good starting point is saw on oscillator 1, and either saw or square on oscillator 2. Keep the detune small, somewhere around 5 to 15 cents. Start with just two unison voices. Don't go crazy with width yet. If it already sounds massive in solo, that can become a problem later in the mix. And here's a really important mindset. We're building layers of responsibility. One layer handles weight, another handles character, and another handles space. If one patch tries to do all three jobs, it usually ends up doing none of them well. Now shape the movement with a filter, not just distortion. In Waveitable, use a low-pass filter and bring the cutoff into a useful range. Depending on the brightness of the patch, that might be anywhere from around 150 to 500 Hz. Add a little resonance, but keep it modest. Then assign a slow LFO to the cutoff with a small amount of movement. Try a rate around half a bar to 2 bars, so the motion feels musical and not like a wobble bass. For a Sunrise vibe, that slow breathing motion is huge. You're aiming for a bass that feels like it's inhaling and exhaling with the track. If you want even more emotion, automate the cutoff across the arrangement. A slow opening over 8 bars can make the whole drop feel like it's waking up. Now for one of the biggest beginner wins, split the sub and the mid bass. Duplicate the bass part. Make one track your sub, and the other your Reese mid bass. On the sub track, use a pure sine wave sound if you can, like operator or a simple Waveitable patch. Keep that layer mono with utility, and set the width to 0. The sub should live mostly below about 90 to 110 Hz. On the Reese mid bass track, high pass it so it gets out of the sub's way. A range around 80 to 120 Hz is a good starting point. Let this layer live in the 120 Hz to 2 kHz area. This is where the character of the bass comes from. This separation is essential in drum and bass. The kick and sub need to stay strong in the center, or the whole groove starts to blur. If the Reese owns the sub too, the drums lose punch and the low end starts to feel foggy. Next, let's clean the low mids with EQ8. Put EQ8 on the mid bass track and listen carefully. Start with a high pass around 90 to 120 Hz if needed. If the bass sounds boxy, look around 200 to 400 Hz and make a gentle cut. If it feels nasal or honky, check around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz. If the top gets sharp or fizzy, ease down a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Keep in mind, we are not trying to carve the life out of the sound. Small cuts are usually enough. In DNB, mixing is often more about subtraction than boosting. You're making room for the break, the hats, the snare crack, and the atmosphere. Also, check the sub layer. The sub should be simple and stable. Don't over-EQ it. If it's a sine or close to a sine, that's a good thing. You want the sub to feel reliable, not exciting. Now let's add some controlled saturation for warmth. Put saturator on the mid-bass or on a bass bus. Keep the drive modest, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start. Turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not just making it louder by accident. This is one of those moves that really helps a Sunrise bass translate. Mild saturation adds harmonics, which makes the bass easier to hear on smaller speakers and headphones. It also gives the patch a more finished, record-like feel. But if it starts getting crunchy and losing weight, back off. If the sound gets gritty but less powerful, that's your sign to reduce drive before over-re-king everything. Now let's control the width. Reese patches can sound huge in stereo when soloed, but in a mix they can fall apart fast if the low end is too wide. So keep the bottom focused. The easiest rule is simple. Below about 120 Hz, keep it mono. Use utility on the sub track and keep width at 0. On the mid bass or bass bus, you can keep width moderate, maybe around 70 to 90% if needed. If you want, Use EQ8 in mid-side mode to reduce side content in the low mids. The idea is to let the bass spread out higher up, while the low end stays solid in the center. That matters because the kick and sub need to punch from the middle. Wide low end can sound impressive at first, but it usually weakens the drop and makes mastering harder later. If the bass still feels wild, use compressor gently, only if needed. You do not need to flatten the life out of it. A safe, beginner setup is a ratio around 2 to 1 or 3 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Aim for just a few dB of gain reduction. If you want the kick to cut through more, sidechain the bass lightly to the kick. Keep that ducking subtle. 1 to 3 dB is usually enough to clear space without making the bass disappear. For sunrise emotion, a slightly breathing bass often feels better than something crushed flat. Now let's write the bass line itself, because phrasing matters just as much as tone. For an amen style patch, think call and response. Don't just spam notes everywhere. Leave room for the break's personality. Amen edits often have tiny details in the mids and highs, and if the bass is too busy, those details get lost. Try an 8-bar idea. In the first 2 bars, keep it sparse and let the break breathe. In bars 3 and 4, answer with a little more movement. In bars 5 and 6, repeat the idea but change one note or add an octave shift. In bars 7 and 8, strip things back or open into a transition. This kind of phrasing works really well in sunrise drum and bass because it feels like a conversation with the drums, not a fight against them. Let the bass land around the kick and snare accents, not constantly under every hit. And here is a good arrangement mindset. Intro with filtered bass hints, first drop capped restrained, second phrase opened up a bit more, breakdown with the sub removed, then full return with more energy. That tension and release is what keeps the listener moving. Now bring in automation. Because that's where the emotional stuff really starts to happen. Automate the filter cutoff so the bass feels like it evolves. You can also automate saturator drive a little higher in the second half of the drop. Widen or narrow the utility width during transitions, or use a subtle EQ change to shape the energy between sections. Even small automation moves make a loop feel like an arrangement. For example, open the cutoff by just 10 to 20% over 8 bars. Increase drive by 1 to 2 dB in the later section. Narrow the width before the drop, then bring it back on impact. These are small moves, but they help the track feel alive instead of repetitive. Now always check the bass in context. Put the bass against the amen break, the kick, and any pads or atmospheres. Ask yourself a few things. Is the kick still punching? Can you hear the snare crack? Does the sub stay clean in mono? Is the bass masking the break's ghost notes? Are the pads getting buried? This is where a lot of beginner sound design gets corrected. A patch that sounds huge in solo can be the wrong choice in the full track. Don't chase perfect solo tone. Chase a sound that works in context. Use utility to check mono on the bass bus. If the sound loses a lot of power in mono, too much of the important content is living in the stereo sides. That's usually a sign to tighten the width or clean up the low mids. If the break is losing detail, try a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz on the bass, reduce the saturation a little or narrow the stereo image. If needed, give the drums a touch more presence, but always start by making space in the bass. A clean drum and bass mix is often built through subtraction. The drums hit, the sub supports, the reese moves, and the atmospheres color the space. Every layer has a job. Let me give you a quick practice challenge. Build a simple sunrise clean reese over an amen break. Make the reese and sub as separate layers. High pass the reese around 100 Hz. Keep the sub mono. Add just a little saturation. Write an 8-bar bass line with some space between phrases. Loop it with a pad or atmosphere. Then switch mono on and listen for weak spots. Make one automation move, like cutoff, width, or drive. Finally, bounce or freeze the result and listen to the whole section. If you want to push it further, make two versions, one cleaner and warmer and one darker and more emotional. Compare them over the same break, in mono, with a kick and pad added. Choose the one that supports the arrangement best, not the one that sounds biggest on its own. That's the real skill here. A sunrise set reese doesn't need to be the loudest thing in the room. It needs to feel deep, controlled, and emotionally alive. When you get that balance right, the bass stops fighting the track and starts carrying the feeling. All right. That's the workflow. Clean sub, controlled reese, less mud, focused width, gentle saturation, and musical phrasing. Lock that in, and your drum and bass mixes will start sounding way more intentional.